Now, coming back home, the country's largest music festival, Electric Picnic, begins tomorrow with 75,000 people expected to descend upon Stradbally in County Laois. The HSE's drug checking service will be there once again, and we'll be hearing more about that shortly. But before we do, let's hear from the Gardaí, who have issued a warning about the dangers of drugs. Superintendent Eamon Curley has been speaking to our reporter Jackie Fox.
So firstly, I would like to remind people attending the festival to be wary of dangerous drugs and to please engage with the HSE staff and volunteers for information and support about drug use. We are working with the HSE harm reduction team, who are on site providing back of house drug checking for the weekend with the aim of reducing drug related harms and increasing our understanding of current drug trends. To facilitate this, there are a number of surrender bins on site in accessible and safe locations where people can deposit drugs for analysis. Please look out for updates for drug trends on the Electric Picnic app and on the signages from the main stage. However, I would remind everybody that's attending the event that drugs are illegal. They are illegal for a reason, and that reason is because they are dangerous and cause death and serious harm. The harm reduction team being on site does not make drugs legal, so if you are found with drugs, you will face prosecution. And we have a dedicated drug detection team on site working both overtly and covertly to detect the sale, supply and use of controlled drugs. So the normal laws apply on the event site throughout the weekend.
And that was the word from the Gardaí. With us is Professor Eamon Keenan. He's the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Addiction Services. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. As we were hearing there, you'll be operating drug testing tents at Electric Picnic. What will you be doing there?
Okay, so this is the third year that we've been down at Electric Picnic operating both harm reduction information through volunteers and then drug testing for substances surrendered in our surrender bins. So just to say, put it in context, we've got 50 volunteers who are going to be out walking around the campsite, talking to people, engaging with people, talking about the risks and harms associated with drugs. Because really, it's safer not to take drugs at all. And we all know that. But reality is some people do. So we need people to have up-to-date information, to be engaged. And then we're encouraging people to come to our tents, use the surrender bin, submit substances so that we can have drug market monitoring for health purposes. And this is the first time this has been done in this country, where we are actually monitoring drugs for health purposes.
And how quickly then can you carry out those tests?
Well, we can get a result about, say, a tablet is submitted to us, we can get a result within half an hour in relation to that substance. And if we see something, for example, a very high potency drug, which are circulating at the minute, or a drug which has got an unusual content to it, we'll be able to put that information out using the app in conjunction with the Garda Síochána, in conjunction with the festival promoters on the app to everybody attending
the event.
All right,
so you'd be able to say, folks, listen, the purple tablet with the skull and crossbones on them, stay away from those.
We will, and we have done that in the past. So we'll take a picture, we'll use the picture, we'll go out with the alert, with the risk communication, so people are specifically aware that that tablet has got a very high concentration of MDMA, for example, and can cause harm. So last year we had 90 samples submitted to us in our surrender bins, and we were able to put out four risk communications around harmful substances at the event.
In the past, why have people decided to get drugs tested? Is it because maybe they knew somebody else who took a particular drug and ended up becoming ill?
Yeah, I think we got to recognise that at the minute the drug market is very volatile. There's lots of new drugs emerging on the scene. It's not just the traditional drugs that people have been used to, but while saying that, the traditional drugs like cannabis, cocaine, ketamine are much more potent than they had been in the past, and people need to be aware of that. So that's one of our messages. But these newer drugs emerging on the scene, that people do have a certain amount of wariness about it, and people do then use the bins to surrender it and allow us to monitor and keep a very close eye on the market.
Away from Electric Picnic or from anything else happening this weekend, how worried are you in general about the spread of those newer synthetic drugs, the sort of drugs that have been in the news this week because of those overdoses in Port Laois?
Sure. Well, I think that's a real example of how volatile the market is. These new substances substances, these new synthetic substances, are appearing on the market. They're causing harm very, very rapidly. They require rapid responses, and that's why for us to be able to respond rapidly, we need to know what's in the substance, and that's the whole idea of the drug monitoring at Electric Picnic. If something untoward is identified, we can get that message out. So the drug, we saw it before Christmas as well, with the nitazene overdoses in Dublin. Particular populations were affected by that. We were able to get messages out very quickly, and we contained that issue.
What sort of substances have you found in previous years? Because I seem to recall when we spoke before that you had come across substances that had never been identified in Ireland before.
Yeah, so we had substances. Last year we identified seven substances that were new to Ireland. So generally the newer substances are cathinone drugs, which are stimulant type drugs, which are often much more potent than the traditional stimulant drugs like cocaine, amphetamines. On one of the drugs that we identified was actually being missold. It was being sold as cocaine. People weren't aware that it was one of these new cathinone drugs, and some of the people who had taken that drug actually ended up in the medical tent. So our working relationship with the medics who are providing services there is really important. Our drug laboratory is right beside the medical tent, and there's a lot of to and fro sharing of information around the risks and harms.
The concern for some festival goers will be that the guards are lurking and that they'll be monitored or even arrested. Can you reassure them?
I can absolutely reassure them in relation to that. As Superintendent Curley asserted, there the guards are very supportive of all the work that we're doing in relation to harm reduction. So I liken it to our tents, our drugs.ie tents, or the medical tents where we have the bins. It's a bit like a doctor's surgery. You know, it's a medical space. People are providing healthcare interventions, and you don't expect to see the guards sitting in the corner when you're in talking to your GP or you're talking to your healthcare professional. So it's the same as that. We have healthcare professionals in our tents and in our medical units, and that's where our surrender bins will be.
Well, listen, the very best of luck over the weekend, and thanks indeed for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Professor Eamon Keenan of the HSE.